On this day, or not this day, but on October the 20th, 1985, it was a Sunday, Rainbow Bible Church began. The Lord had been dealing with me about starting a church I didn't want to, but finally I yielded and did what he told me to do because I was an evangelist and I was even having trouble preaching. So, you know, the anointing had lifted for that job. How many are here that was there at that first service in October 1985? Stand up if you're here, if any of you that are here that was at that first service. I'm looking around to see. Well, there's not many of us left because our church started different than any other church because we'd been having some Wednesday night services and some occasionally a Sunday night service. And when we announced we was going to start the church, we had 800 people the first Sunday. and it just grew from there. This morning, I'm not going to try to preach a sermon. I'm going to sort of give what you might call a state of the church address. How's that? You know, God has been good to us. We've accomplished a lot in the last 36 years. But now it's time for us to turn our focus to the future. And we're standing at the crossroads today. On one hand, behind us is 36 years of accomplishments and ministry, of touching many, 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 many people for lives for Christ, not only here, but around the world as we have sent thousands of people out to minister all over the world. On the other hand, in front of us is the future of Rhema Bible Church. We can choose to rest our laurels and enjoy and say, boy, hadn't it been great, so forth and so on. Or we can refresh and refire with a new vision to move on to the future. Proverbs 29:18 says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Let me add, where there is no commitment to vision, the vision perishes. Today, I stand here as senior pastor, along with Lynette and Pastor Craig, Pastor Denise, and the other pastoral staff members. We will all endeavor to lead you into the future that God has planned for us, but we cannot accomplish the vision alone. It takes all of us working together to accomplish the vision that God has for Rhema Bible Church. George Washington Carver said, where there is no vision, there's no hope. What do we mean when we refer to the vision of Rhema Bible Church? Well, it's the framework that helps us to work together toward a common goal. It's the ability to direct our individual accomplishments toward organized objectives. We must understand something. All church visions are not the same. George Barna said, God's vision for your ministry is like a fingerprint. There is no other one exactly like it. You know, as a church, we have to fulfill our vision. We can't compare ourselves to any other church. because God gives them a vision. And each one of us has a vision to accomplish for the kingdom of God. And when each church that's within the church, now you understand the church is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ worldwide. But each individual church has its own vision. And when each one of those churches accomplishes what God has called them to do, then we accomplish the worldwide vision that God has for the world. So God is not looking for clones. He's not looking for all the churches to be alike. If we're really going to fulfill God's plan for this church, for Rhema Bible Church, we can't compare ourselves with any other church. Actually, we are quite different from any other church. We have the privilege of having Rhema Bible Training College here within our church, within our ministry. And we have the privilege of ministering to many different nationalities, races, and we all come together under the banner of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we all come together under the banner of the Lord Jesus Christ, all we see is the love of God that has been shed abroad in our hearts for one another. No church should try to copy what another church is doing. If you do, it will hinder you in trying to accomplish what God has set out for you to do. You know, John Mason says this in one of his books. If you try to be like someone else, the best you'll ever be is number two. You know, several years ago, there was a Bible school. I don't know if it's still in existence. I didn't ever say anything to them. They were advertising, "We are just like Rhema." And then if you would take their application and read it, they had taken our name out and just copied our application, but they got down to the one last part and they forgot to take Rhema out. And I told somebody, I said, "Well, hey, we're not just like Rhema, we are Rhema." It's great when you can be the trendsetter for churches, but the vision has to be different. Used to, you go in a lot of churches and you'd see green carpet with a pink stripe. I suppose you'll start seeing now new carpet with rock all around the platform. That's okay to try to implement some of those things, but we can't implement one another's vision. Everybody has a different vision. They do different things. God has told them to do some different things. You know, the vision for Rhema Bible Church, when I started it, I actually didn't even think about some things. In fact, on Friday before it started, we had went out to eat with somebody, Lynette and I, and they said, "Do you have any offering envelopes?" I didn't even have any offering. I wasn't even thinking about offering. I was thinking about ministering to people because that's what a church does. Now, a church can't operate without offerings, but that can't be your number one goal. And so I got several people together, asked them to be help me. One of them being Tony Cook, who was with us for a while. And he just texted me a while ago, and he said, glory, I'm saved. How many of you here were here and remember that was one of the first songs we sang, glory, I'm saved? How many of you guys that have been here a while remember that? Brother Jerry Alcorn, glory, I'm saved. I said we would have a great music program, and we will not pay our musicians. And they told me back then, they told me that you can't have a good program without you pay your musicians. I said, if people can't donate their talent to the Lord, something's the matter. I said, we'll have a great music program, and we do. But it's going to be greater. I said, we're going to have a great children's program. We're going to have a great youth program. Those were the main things that I said to start with. And so I tried through the years, I've tried to write the vision and make it plain. But today, many of you haven't been around a while, and I haven't done one of these type of messages in a long time. And as I thought about this Sunday, I went back and I got a folder that says Anniversary Sunday, and I began to look through it and came up with different things. Our mission statement, if you'll remember those that were here in the beginning, was large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Well, we had that for a while. Actually, it's not original with me. I stole it from my father-in-law. He had it for his church down there in Garland when I was associate down there. But you know, as you go through the years and you grow and things change, you change your motto. And then we had a motto of living life unlimited for a while. But I think our greatest motto, and one that I'm wondering, and that, you know, this is our mission statement, really. Your motto is your mission statement. And I like the one we have now, and I think it says more to what we're trying to do than any other thing, bringing hope, help, and healing to the world. And when we use that word world, I want us to realize that we are thinking about the worldwide, the big world, but really we're thinking about our world. What is our world? Our world is right here in this community. This is our world. And this is where we need to bring hope, help, and healing to our world and then expand it out. You know, there when he told his people there, when Jesus, before he ascended into heaven, he said, the Holy Spirit will come on you and you'll be witnesses in Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world. He started out where they were, and then he went from there. You know, bringing hope, help, and healing. You know, how do we do that? How are we bringing that? Well, our vision through bringing hope, help, and healing is to minister to the brokenhearted, to encourage people that they can make it, to motivate people to reach their highest potential, both in the natural and the spiritual. If you ever notice, that's one of the things that I really zero in on Wednesday night. How many of you noticed that on Wednesday night? That's what I zero in on, is trying to motivate everyone to reach the highest pinnacle they can reach in the spiritual world and trying to reach the highest pinnacle they can reach in the natural world, because God wants us to be successful in both of those areas. You know, and then, of course, the underlying foundation for all of our vision statement is to win the lost, to win those that do not know Jesus Christ. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ and the local church does not exist really for us that are members. It exists so that we can reach out to those that have not accepted Jesus Christ yet. Thank God for all of the benefits that we get when we become redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you see, after we are born again, our main focus should not be on what we can receive through the promises that God gives us, and those are true, and we do need to receive those. But our main vision, our main focus should be to reach out to the world, to those that don't know Jesus Christ yet. Excuse me. We need to all have a burden for the lost. Have a burden for those that are hurting. You know, if you do that, when you see something in the newspaper or you hear something on the news about somebody, your first thought should be to speak prayerfully toward them, asking God to send people across their, you don't even know them, you don't even know who they are, but send people across their path to minister to them. That's when you can really realize that you really have a burden for the world. Now, that's not something that you go around doing all the time, but I mean, I saw something yesterday on Facebook or something. I don't know where I was, probably on the TV, on news, and I started praying for an individual. I don't know who they are. I just saw that there was a problem. Oh, I know what it was. I saw on my phone, it came one of those Amber Alerts. A two-year-old had been taken. Well, I started praying about that. Somebody said, you don't even know those people. No, but you know what? I know how to pray. And I am interested in people. Let me understand what I'm saying to you. I'm talking about our vision. Part of our vision is to reach and impact people. You know, I don't know how many have been impacted by Rhema Bible Church over the last 36 years. From the beginning, we implemented programs to minister to a broad section of people to fulfill the vision for God that God has given for Rhema Bible Church. Somebody said to me one time, well, they're doing this over there. I said, praise God, I'm glad they are. But that's not our vision. That's not what God has told us to do. In fact, it's been several years now. Craig was somewhere and somebody was saying, well, they don't do that at Rhema anymore, something that we do here. And he took it to people and said, what difference does that make? If that's what you feel like God wants you to do, then keep doing it. If you're just doing it because you're copying somebody else, then wait a minute, something's not right. Everybody, we got our own. Rhema has our own DNA. Thank God for what everybody else is doing around the world. But we've got 250 or 260, I don't know how many it is, Bible schools around the world from Rhema. And all of those and the ministries around the world actually have come from this is the base. This is the base for the whole vision. And I mean, we are impacting the world. That's us. That's our Rhema DNA. Thank God for everybody else. But we have our vision. We have what God has told us to do. And we are accomplishing it because we have all joined together for that vision. You've become a part of Rhema Bible Church. In fact, we're having, as you saw there's Membership Sunday coming up. The vision we had in the beginning was to develop programs here at Rhema Bible Church to minister to people, into people's lives spiritually and naturally. How did we set out to accomplish this? By having meaningfully impacting services every Sunday and Wednesday. We set out, and we are a church that ministers to families of all races and ages. We are what I call a full service church. We provide pastoral care, hospital visits, funerals, weddings, and so forth. And there are some churches that don't do all of that. We have our School of the Bible program on Sunday morning to help people to know more about the things of the Word of God. But the basic principle for School of the Bible is for people to get to know one another in a small setting. We have one of the most excellent children's programs of any church anywhere in the country. We don't brag about it. Somebody said to me one time, not just recently, man, y'all are really accomplishing a lot. Y'all don't ever say anything about it. I said, no, we just do it. You know, a lot of times people are always talking about how good their program is. You really check it, it's not half as good as they make them like it is. Hey, I found out a long time ago, it's better just go do it and don't talk about it. We have an excellent youth program. We got excellent people over these programs. We have an excellent music program. We have We Care, which we minister to those that, it's not a welfare every week, but we minister to those, it's a get by, to help them get by until they get on their feet. Actually, it was started in the 80s, when I started, late 80s, because of the oil turned down, and you had oil engineers and all kinds of people that were out of jobs and so forth, and God told me to start it for the church, and that's what we started it for first, and it is still for the church. If you need a help with some groceries for a week or so to tide you over, hey, we're here for you. But then we, as we grew, the Lord began to deal with us, and we expanded that program. And not only do they give out food and clothes and furniture that we have over there, they also minister to those people about Jesus Christ. We have our disaster relief program, which we haven't used. I had to use recently, but we were involved in helping with the tornado up in Joplin. We were involved helping with tornadoes down around Shawnee and all down in that area several years ago and over in some other areas. And our missions program. We have a large missions program that I don't ever say much about, but you have it. It's us. We support 12 missionaries regularly on a monthly basis. And that amounts to $12,250 every month going out. Well, now one of them, it's every other month. Oh, it's a large amount. That's a $5,000 commitment we do every other month. These are not small commitments. From January to October, we have already, in that missions program, we paid out $97,500. That's what you have done. We hadn't taken a special missions offering, have we? No, we do it through your tithes and offerings. I'm trying to show you what we are doing as a church. Sometimes I'm remiss in not telling you. Now, we have given an additional $30,250 to missionaries that have written in with special products and projects, and this is just a one-time gift, making our total from January to October that we have given out in missions $127,750. That's what you have done. Besides that, here's the page. We handle the finances for 68 missionaries and don't charge them anything. And any of you know that there is, when you're handling finances, there's bookkeeping, there's somebody having to do all this. We're paying somebody to do it, but we don't charge them anything. I don't know how many thousand dollars that would amount to, because you'd have to have, that's 68 different missionaries that we're handling all their finances for. That would take at least one, maybe one and a half persons that would be doing that. We just it's just part of it. We just do it. That's what you're doing. That's what you're accomplishing. There'll be many people may stand on a judgment day and tell you thank you. And you say, what for? Because you gave money to the missions. I'm born again. I'm here today. You may never leave the continental United States, but you, because of you, you're preaching the gospel somewhere in the world every day, almost every hour of the day. We have the Rhema Ranch, where youth can go, different ones, different school of Bible, different ones have used it. Actually, if you can go down there, all you got to do is call Mike and make sure, because we rent it out to other church organizations that we help them, because they don't have no place to go. We used to not have any place. But I think some of the staff or somebody just, Brother Greg and them, they just went down there the other weekend. There is some camper hookups, about five of them down there, and there's camping sites that are there. It's there for your benefit. All you have to do is contact Mike. It's over the ranch down there, because you just can't show up down there, okay? You know, how many understand what I'm talking about? We have chaos if that happens, all right? We have the Rhema Regals, which is one of the best programs to develop our young ladies here in the church. We have our link teams, in which they're small groups where, and I tried to have some small groups different ways. Other churches have it one way. This is the way I tried it, and it wasn't working, and this is the way the Lord led me. He said people congregate around what they're interested in, fishing, golf, hunting, sewing, all kinds of things, and we have those, and they also can have, you know, it's a time of fellowship, meeting people. And then we have our community outreaches, the Christmas lights. And we used to have Rockets Over Rhema, which we don't have anymore. We had the Harvest Carnival, which we now is Trunk and Treat. These are things that we use as outreaches to the community. You know, we have Rhema Praise television broadcast. Anybody ever watched it? We're on, I don't know what all stations we're on. We're on Daystar, I know, but because we're on some of those, cable in small towns, they'll pull down these programs and show them on their television. We have our Rhema Radio broadcast on the OASIS network, which covers most of the U.S. We have all of, we have a Roku, however you pronounce it, channel. We have all of, like Craig was talking about earlier today, all of the areas for online streaming of our services. You can go back and into those areas, and you can go back and you can listen to past people doing it all the time. At the 30th anniversary, 6 years ago, I talked about the youth building, and it's done. I talked about, you know, just tweaking our programs, and we're doing that. I talked about doing a makeover of this building right here, our church building, this church building, and that's being accomplished, right? We are moving forward with the vision that God has given us. Any of y'all getting anything out of this? I'm really telling you what you're doing. Not what I'm doing. I can't do it, but we're together, we are. You know, they were just making then, you know, we need to realize something here. Let me back up here. If a vision is going to be implemented, there has to be commitment of everyone. This means that we band together to do whatever it takes to implement the vision of Rhema Bible Church. Commitment means you're willing to take action. One fellow that's an author and a filmmaker said, "Vision without action is merely a dream. Action without vision just passes the time. Vision with action can change the world." Action actually is the visible part of commitment. You see, the commitment of our ushers. You see the commitment of the children's worker, the youth workers, the parking lot worker, all of these. Action translates into different things for different people. Some people can offer their talents, such as music people that we're needing musical people that play instruments, singers. If you're part of that or have been, get back involved. Some people get out and say, "Oh, well, I'll just rest at somebody else." No, we all need to keep doing it. Some people can offer their time and volunteer to help out in many areas. All can offer their treasure. They can give of finances to help support. God is looking for people that are willing to give what they have. I have people all the time say, "Oh, if I had it, I'd give it." And I said one time to a person, maybe I shouldn't, but I did. No, you wouldn't, because you don't give the dollar you have. See, they're thinking if I had $100, I'd give it. Well, praise God. But if everybody would give of their treasure what they can, you can see what it can accomplish. the missions offerings that week. I just gave you the figure. The offering for renovating this building, outside and inside. And it's all been done, but not with special offerings, not with anybody making a pledge. It's been done by people just doing what they can. Walt Disney said, all of our dreams come true if we have the courage to pursue them. You might could change that. All of our vision can come true if we have the courage to commit to them. You know, I've just spoken for a few minutes about our church, because we're celebrating 36 years today. Our church, your church, is accomplishing a whole lot. I know we have different ones of our Rhema schools that are here in and out. I see Jensen's there. They're being able to go back to Ukraine right away. They haven't been able to get back. Praise the Lord. But I want you to notice their commitment. Even though if they didn't go out and minister to some other church, they were here at the home base. See, we are accomplishing something. Turn to your neighbor and say, Rhema has a vision to bring hope, help, and healing to the world. Now, I want to ask you a question. How many of you will say, I will commit myself in whatever capacity I can to help Rhema Bible Church fulfill the vision of bringing hope, help, and healing to the world? Let me see your hand. Don't do it unless you're willing to do that, because some of you have talents that can be used in some areas. Thank you. I want to close with this. It's a quote from Mother Teresa. I can't do the thing. I can do things you cannot, she said. You can do things I cannot. Together, we can do great things. Look at your neighbor and say this to your neighbor. I can do things you cannot. You can do things I cannot. Together, we can do great things. I believe Rhema Bible Church can make our vision come true if we'll commit to it and be courageous enough to step out in faith and work together. We will see it come to pass. I am excited about the future of Rhema Bible Church. Can we all stand? Can we join hands? And can we say this together? I believe in Rhema Bible Church. I believe in the vision of Rhema Bible Church. I will commit myself to do whatever I can do to help Rhema Bible Church fulfill our vision that God has given to us. Now, just raise your hands and thank God. Hallelujah.
in the family.
Join hands. I didn't know he was going to
do it. In the Lord, bound by his spirit.
As we were finished singing that song, I was overcome with emotion. Looking at this congregation that I love so much. And seeing and looking and seeing what's been accomplished since that 800 people in that auditorium right down there. And then those 4 years, I think it was, that we had to meet up in the gym and set up every Saturday night and tear down every Sunday night. How many of y'all were involved on that? I know I look and see a lot of you. And then that special day in 92, we marched from the NRC down that back road over here and marched in those doors back there and came into this building. We've accomplished a lot in the last 36 years. But now we've got a really good foundation. And our future is bright. Because we're all willing to do what it takes to make the vision come true. I want to thank you for that. Yeah, my wife reminded me of all of the babies that I've dedicated that are now volunteering in the church. There's one of them on a keyboard right there. Oh, when you begin to think back, many of you, how many of you have been here for at least 20 years of this 36? Then we come a long way, haven't we? But you know what? You never accomplish any more if you just sit down and say, oh, glory to God, hallelujah. Now we've got a new vision, and that is to do more than we've ever done before. Amen. I trust you got something out of what I said today. I simply tried to show you what you are doing to bring hope, help, and healing to the world. Amen.